Hello, hello. Good morning to you. You are on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And yes, we're still in the hangover of both the Independence Day celebrations and Nigeria Info's birthday on the same day. What's more grand? What's more beautiful? I hope you had a fabulous weekend. And happy holidays to you. Happy no holidays to me. Yes, I'm beefing all of you, but hey, it's a job and we're here to give you a fantastic time on radio all day and all night. My name is Wemi Mo Adewunmi. This is Table Talk. I've come again. Let's break some tables. As you know, the show is in two parts. If it's your first time, the first half is called the appetizer because it's a table. I serve you first the appetizer. We'll start out by telling you a brief of, you know, just an overview of what happened over the weekend. It's a no comment zone. And then we go on to the main dish, the biggest part of the conversation, when you then join me and tell me your thoughts. I can promise you, our table talk today, you know when they sing, they never see me coming. I can bet it that you don't see this coming. We're live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Please join the show there. WhatsApp is 08095975805. You can use those platforms also. If you are on Twitter, make use of the hashtag NigeriaInfoTT and send us your thoughts. Yeah, let's get started right away. If you're ready, I am. Let's go.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
Alrighty, yeah. So, I mean, what else was the biggest thing that happened this weekend? It was Nigeria's 62nd independence celebration. And I don't know about you, but I felt excited. I posted on Facebook and a number of people went like, I mean, what are you talking? They were really angry that I wished them happy Independence Day. So yesterday night, I had to post again and say, okay, so what exactly got you really angry about celebrating Nigeria? We've all had a taste of the bad side, but there's no way you can change the fact that this is your home country. This country is yours. You might be disgruntled, but hello, this country is yours. And yes, happy Independence Day celebration in our ears. And I still feel excited. I feel excited, absolutely, that, you know, Nigeria is 62. That's a big deal. We're moving one step at a time towards a better country. And you have the power to also shape the way this country would look in the next 4 years by February next year. So if you register to get your PVC, it's a good time to go get it. Go get it. Go collect your PVC and get ready to vote and make sure you vote rightly so that you can defend, you can stand by your vote for the next 4 years. So that's how you can contribute. We're in this together. Okay. Maybe you are jackpying tomorrow. I don't know. Some of you even have flights today. Yeah, but we're still in this together. Anywhere you go, don't forget us. Stay with us in spirit. All right. You can hear people who are outside Nigeria, who always listen to Nigeria Info to know what's going on. It's because you are actually vested in this country. That's it. That's it. So happy independence to you. Sorry if you get livid, but it is what it is. And happy birthday to Nigeria. And happy birthday to Nigeria Info. We share the same birthday. That's phenomenal, right? All right, let's go on to the main dish on Table Talk if you're ready right now.
Now to the main dish on Table Talk. Table Talk.
I told you did not see this one coming. So I had my topic planned, though. I had everything ready to go. And then this morning, I had a conversation with a colleague. And in fact, I was just strolling through the streets of Instagram and I found something. And I said, no, man, we need to talk about this. We need to break this table once and for all. I see you calling. Just hold on a bit. Now, let me start by saying that traditional worship is a valid means of worship in Nigeria and in many places across the world. So what you naturally call jazz and say blue, blue, blue is possibly someone's way of worship. That's how they know to serve God or to make achievement. When you go to your church and mosque, they go do their sacrifices and stuff like that. That's what they know to do. I know you want to cast them out and bind them, but that's a valid means of worship under the law. Now, some of the values provided by these, you know, varying traditional worships, because there are different, you know, there are different levels to these things. Some of those services and values provided include soaps, Oshé, creams and ointments that bring favor, that bring connection, that bring business growth. So if you're Yoruba, for instance, I've seen in movies where they do something that's quite innocuous. It's not supposed to be harmful, but it's supposed to help you boost your business. You know, if you're not having good sales, you do this thing. You two as Christians or Muslims, you go in the morning, you spray water, you spray anointing oil. So they spray their own too. I just want us to be clear and on the same page. Now, that's not where I'm going. My bus stop is still ahead. Now, one of the very popular values provided by these people is one that I stumbled into. Yes, so it's been around, but I think it's a bit more common now. It may be modernized. Now, they include honey traps. Now, these honey traps, the purpose is to tie a man and, in many instances, a woman to yourself, to either come to you, to remain with you, or whatever, to fetch you love or money. Now, let me tell you the interesting part. When I, where's this page again? Now, I looked through one of the pages selling these things on social media, and they actually do have, a price list, and I had a good laugh. I thought I couldn't laugh alone. So they have things ranging from do as I say, triple action, sells for 60,000 naira, supreme cleansing, dollar card, royal attraction oil, business boosters. Yeah, let's skip all of those. Husband bond, do as I say kit, seduction, job contracts. Yeah, all of those. Some that I can, my mouth, I cannot use my mouth to call on air. Stick with me. That's one of the values, and the price is there. Stingy man package. For those of you who are stingy. Powerful separation kit. So if I don't like you and your wife, I just buy this separation kit. And it's just 30K. Like if I don't like your... 30,000 naira. That's it. There's a lot more. Attraction love money. Waste bead, attraction perfume, do as I say honey, call back my love, love portion, love me with all your wealth, love me alone, remote control is just 30k. Like if I want to remote control you like this, I just wanted to do everything, just 30k, Mary, and I got you right in the center of my palms. Now today, the table we want to break is, why do you need to charm someone to stay with you? Why do you need, and I'm speaking to women, because I would assume, I don't know, and there isn't any given data to show this, but I'd assume that more women patronize these people than men. Again, an assumption. I know that men would do the same thing, you know, I mean, in different ways. So why does a man need to be trapped or made to stay? And for the men, vice versa. Why do you need to trap a woman? Why do you need to remote control? You know, I've talked about manipulation a lot of times when we were dealing with the issues around bride price and why parents think it's their duty or their right to claim certain things over their child, particularly the female child. Now, when it comes to love potions and charms, why do you think that you need to charm someone to stay with you? Yeah, that's what we're talking about today. If you believe in this or you've tried it before, call me anonymously. I'll be on your side. Don't worry, I promise. I'll defend you. Look at you guys. All eyes are buzzing. Men, do you need to honey trap a woman to stay with you or to love you or to give you money? So it's all about control. You want love, or you love someone and they don't love you back, so you want to make them love you. Mm-hmm. Or you have a stingy man package. Oh, if you want plug, let me be your plug. I'll just tell you. I think the stingy man package is just 15k or 20. Oh my goodness. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 0146571900. Let's talk. Good morning. Hello. Hey, sorry about that. And happy holidays to you. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Anonymous. I want to remain anonymous.
That's all right. Let's break this table.
Okay. Let me just say, if I decided to invest in a lady, mm-hmm. sending her to school, doing all sorts of things. And after service, he now come up and tells me she's no more interested in me. She has found another person.
Mm.
Do you think I will let her go?
You would not let her go?
I would rather hold her down. What about my investment on her?
I bill.
So that's just my own take on that.
So you will make her stay with you?
She will stay with me.
Do you think she'll be happy staying with you, or she'll just not have her senses?
That is how I will now go and do for that. Stay with me.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Wemima.
Good morning.
Yeah, this Friday for me.
Welcome, Friday.
Wemima.
Yeah.
This thing, do you believe in it in the first place?
Of course, no.
Does it see? It works, but it's temporary.
Well, but it works.
Yes, it works. I've seen it before many times. Mm-hmm. It worked for some time, but those things, they have an expiry date. You know, those people that do it, they will give their condition. Don't do this. But as we go along, get a mistake we uncall, then that thing will be evil. So it's a temporary thing. The best thing that can make you to stay with somebody is pure love.
Mm. But thank you. Well, which means that if all you have to do is abide by some rules, if you abide by those rules, then it will continue to work until you make a mistake. But if it works, what I think, again, if I was telling one of my colleagues that maybe I should buy, as my investigative journalist now, let me buy one of these items and see if it works. There's one that really. Okay. There's a car and wealth, you know, divine. No, I need one that brings money. They even have one that's triple action, you know. So, I've not tried it before, but I would assume that it works. But because they have a lot of followers online. Good morning, hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I can hear you. What's your name? Or do you want to stay anonymous? Hey, sorry about that. Please call again if you're able to. Good morning, hello. Good morning. Okay, looks like it's frozen up. I can't even let you go. So let's try another person. Hello?
Good morning.
No, put off your radio and call me back. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning, Wemimo.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Pastor Ladiko.
Thank you for calling.
I'm calling from Orilegum.
Welcome.
You see, Wemimo, my take on this matter is this.
Yeah.
You see, sometimes there are things we think work, but they are pure manipulation. If someone doesn't like you, no matter what you do, you can only hold them down for some time. But after some time, you see those things just wipe away. And I now notice something that most people that get engaged in this kind of a thing, at a time, they become slaves, because the reason why they manipulated that person, after some time, those reasons will begin to fade out.
Mm.
If it is because of money, what about when the money is no longer there? So all those things, it's just as it is, whether in the traditional way, also it is in the Christendom, where they use some kind of any form of thing to hold somebody down.
Yeah, I agree. Let's see who's here on the female line. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what is just that?
Ah, okay. Something yanked you off. I don't know what it is. Put off your radio, please. When you're calling, you have to do that. Hello?
Hello, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Femi from Sweden.
Welcome.
Yeah, well, if these things really work, I think the Nigeria would have it by now. I'll just be calling Buhari's name on it and he'll be sending me money. But sincerely, I heard a story of one, and it was shocking though. I don't know how true.
Mm-hmm.
One would trap the man, and when she got pregnant, she was going for a surgery, and doctors cut the baby. And the man's eye opened, and that was how the man went.
Oh.
Well, yeah. The bead was the entrapment.
Oh.
After the first child, the man ran away because the man's eyes got opened.
So, that's a pity. She has to go and buy another batch now. Sincerely, I just feel, I don't know, man. But I really, you know, when we're talking about manipulation, we feel like it's something really far-fetched or, you know. But if you're buying these things, you're a manipulator. That's what you are. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Oluti Kole from Ikoto.
Welcome to the show.
About the matter, I think why people, like, mostly women, why they fight that, you know, because of their, maybe if their partner is, like, treating them badly, maybe they are not submissive, that is why they, like, tie them down, like, and to, like, game them, I would say that.
Yeah, but why do you need to tie anybody down? They're either with you or they're not. If they don't want to be with you, why don't you just let them go?
This is Nigeria, so I can't really say, but for me, I can't do it.
I'm on your same page. I mean, for what reason now? Why?
Hi, hello.
Good morning.
Hello. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what I'm trying to let you know is that the Bible earnestly spoke about all this, and that a seer or a dreamer will interpret a dream for you, and it is true, but do not follow them. And God is against Satan, who gave her this power. So those who patronize Satan's spirit, God is also against them. No matter the height and mind they must have gone to do all these things.
But they will not they will not agree with you that it's Satan that gave them this power. They will not agree with you.
Satan will not say it's the one. He will say it's God as well now.
Yeah, but the people selling it will prove to you that they use herbs that God created. So it's... Pardon me. I'm just running a show. Good morning. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Sulerain.
What's your name?
Sulerain.
Sulerain.
Timmy Lane.
Okay, good morning. Welcome. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Go ahead and speak.
So, what I have to say is, if you truly love somebody, you don't need to use charm to hypnotize the person.
Right.
As in, you will love to see that person happy no matter what.
That's right.
You don't, even though the person is with another person, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You just have to let the person be.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Thank you very much. I agree with you. Thank you, Similane, for calling. Good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Good morning.
Yes, I want to remind them now.
That's all right.
Okay.
Your radio has to be off, remember? Okay. You might want to call me back. Good morning. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Moses calling from Lekki.
Welcome, Moses.
You see, the truth is sometimes if you are a manipulator once you do these things, but I agree very well with you when you said they will go to church, they will collect holy water. Some go and collect beach water. What makes them different? What makes them different from the herbalists?
It's just the source now. They are collecting from different places. They are doing the same thing.
Different about it.
They are doing the same thing.
I like the same. If you want to serve God, only what you need is your faith and your God direct. Only water time don't pass. All this lay hand on people time don't pass. So most of the things the church practice, even the Babalawos, they are not different. But one thing is this. Once you start involving yourself in these things, you have brought Satan into your life. You've given him a channel to enter your life.
And are you reason I'm like that too? Some people don't. Some people don't see what you see. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, what I'm going to say is that one of my relations manipulated a woman and lived with her. After some time, he left to go and marry another person. The boy is a madman now on the street. So later that person get born again, maybe continue firing prayer on him because he did this against her will. So they went to different native daughter of Sia. They said they should go to the church and appeal to the woman. But they could not see the woman physically. They only saw her spiritually. And the woman told them it is impossible to forgive Satan, who he collected evil spirit from. So they say judgment that rain on Satan will rain on him before he passed into eternal hellfire.
Ah.
So you look at that now.
Ah, that was that's quite a story. You mean you didn't forgive him. Good morning, hello.
Good morning, Webimo.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I want to remain anonymous.
That's fine.
Okay, my sister, manipulation is very strong, not just in marriage. I schooled abroad and I have a friend of mine. The guy actually came to the U.S. and when he told us his story, he's the only surviving son of his mother.
Mm.
And the mom did everything possible not to allow this guy to travel. The mom just trapped him down in their village.
So, why?
He went to a church. The woman said that's the lights and the eyes that she has.
So he should stay there.
She trapped him. I'm telling you, when this guy managed to come to the U.S., he told us the story. We're just laughing. One day, someone just provoked him and said, "Okay, just call your mom." So I think somebody called the mother. And someone was on the phone with the mom and said, "Take, somebody wants to say hi to you." And he just said hi. And that's how the mom got to know the guy was in America. I'm telling you that it wasn't up to 3 days. This guy disappeared. We didn't see him again.
All right, I'm going on a break. I'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The phone lines did not rest throughout the break. We're talking about, we're breaking a table today, and that's the manipulation that you get by buying stuff that help you tie down people to either love you, give you money, or just stay with you, or break up their relationships, or whatever. And I'm asking you why you think you need to manipulate people. 0700-993-993-993. Good morning, hello. Are you there? Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. What's your name?
I'm interested in the topic. My name is Zaki. I'm calling from Tinker Island.
Welcome to the show. Go ahead.
You see, Almighty God put everything in place for us to make use of.
Okay.
If you are not a mad woman, if you are not a mad man, there's no way you will go at all length to get what you want. At the end of the day, you begin to misuse that very thing. So if you love a woman and the woman doesn't seem to like you, to compromise, if you can go, if looking for love potion will be the only alternative for you to secure her or to get her, then you go ahead and do it.
Mm.
There will be no punishment for that because you want her and that is the only way you could get her. So if you do it to get her, you will be very happy.
Yeah, but you don't you think that's quite selfish that you're thinking about your happiness but you're making her do what she doesn't want to do?
Yes.
So is it okay to be selfish?
No. The moment you capture her with the love potion, she'll begin to like you.
But she never liked you. You are making her like you.
Yes, it's like you don't have money to buy a car.
Uh-huh.
You can go for loans.
Ah.
Okay. Will you get the car and then begin to damage the car? No.
Hmm.
No, I don't think there'll be punishment for that.
Ah, that's a good angle. If you don't have money to buy a loan, to buy a car, you go get a loan. So if you can't make a woman love you, you make her. Yeah. So, yeah, okay, that's an angle. So look at it from that angle. So you get, if you don't have money to buy a car, there's nothing wrong with securing a loan. So, okay. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good
name
morning.
Is Julius.
Welcome, Julius.
I'm a first-time caller.
It's good to have you here.
Yes, what I think is when you do that kind of thing, there's every possibility, just like Pastor Oladipo said, it should be just for a time. And after that, it is gone. In fact, the love which the person has for you will turn to hatred, double fold. So it's better not to do it. That's my take. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Good morning. Hello. Okay, put off your radio and try to come back. Let's jump onto social media. Let's go. Okay, let's start from Facebook. you didn't tell me your name. It says, if this thing truly works, do you know how many people would have trapped Dangote, Otedola and the likes, even Bill Gates and Elon Musk? This obviously doesn't work, else the sellers and producers would easily be the richest people in the world. Or you think they don't like money? Good, another angle. Ebuka says, many of these online vendors are scammers. I know one who bought a bead from one very popular Facebook name. Name starts with A. Okay. She bought that thing about 30,000 naira. What she was selling. Even the condition she is. Oh, the condition she is now is worse than before she bought the item. Someone will go and buy a bead that is being sold for 200 naira and tell you that it has been fortified and is being sold for 50,000 to 100,000 naira. And what is Umu Ewu? I know Ewu is goat. I don't know what Umu is. We'll be buying. There is traditional power. I believe it. But those, most of those ones online are scammers. Well, Mimo, today's topic is key. It needs strong. It's not juju. I don't understand that. But presently, I am working on a single mother who came visiting around me. She has a two-year-old baby, which have shown interest in taking responsibility. Okay, you want to take over, you want to take responsibility of the child, including the mother, including her sister she came visiting. I don't understand. So it's of a strong IQ, not juju. Even this morning, I provided enough breakfast around them. So if you'd help me understand, you mean that you're using this stuff to try to get this woman and her sister, you want to marry both of them? Is that what you're saying? You didn't tell me your name. You said, Wemimo, the Quran says these practices were taught by the angels Haruth and Maruth. However, last, it is a demon jinn. What's jinn? Demon worship. I believe jinn also means demon woman. Okay, Umwewu means goat children. Children of goats. Oh my God. Adam says, Wemimo, did that caller just compare using jazz to capture a person as a lover to getting a car loan? Almost times 1,000, man. That's what I just heard. You heard what I heard. Wemimo, I count this as manipulative and a very selfish approach. But he said if you cannot afford a car, you get... Hey, Jesus. So the things I hear on radio, God does not even approve of this. It's inhumane too. And most of these online sellers are scammers. Let's go to Facebook. Wallet Johnson says it works, but it doesn't last forever. And some have antidotes, some don't. And some do's and don'ts. You have to keep renewing it. Although a lot of fake, there's a lot of fake out there. Annie Udofia says, Wemimo, it doesn't work for everyone. Okay, some of you are angry about me wishing you happy anniversary, happy Independence Day. Keep it up. All right, let's take a few more calls and then we'll go to Twitter. Good morning, hello.
Action lady.
Good morning.
The only action lady. Thank you.
Welcome.
Happy Independence. And the main one, happy anniversary to Nigeria Info.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God, you guys are too much.
Thank you. Thank
Where
you.
Where do I start from?
Thank you very much.
Oh my God. Where we want?
Yes.
It's well with every one of us.
Thank you so much.
With Nigeria, we will witness the I don't witness the bad or what they call them, but the good one, we must witness it.
Yeah.
By God's grace.
Yeah.
Thank you, Action Lady.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you for calling. Thank you. Good morning, hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome. Good morning.
Well, it's on your show that Nigeria Info agreed to take my call for the first time.
Hey! We go watch
Shamu. Not only your show, now they're listening to this time around.
Oh my goodness.
Okay,
it's
okay.
Just coincidence.
Concerning this situation.
Yes.
Now. People, life is all about energy. People think of God as something like a man sitting down somewhere looking over us. Me, I think of God as an energy, fundamental.
Okay.
Fundamental to the survival of the universe. Now, people try to tap into this energy one way or the other. People go to church, not because they believe God is there, but because they have a deep down inside them that prayer, that as long as they are there in the church, that place channels their energy.
Mm-hmm.
It magnifies the energy. So people that go to church and take Holy Communion, you take Holy Communion. Holy Communion is the body and blood of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You are not the body, you are not flesh, cannibalism. Then people go to ritualists, they kill the ram and stay there and eat the ram with the gods. Is that not normal food? No, so people should not condemn these people because of this or that. People are trying to make one thing or the other happen in their life, and they are trying to use some way to get the energy they need to make that thing happen. So anybody that buys those kind of thing and believe it to work, it will work for him. If you don't believe it to work, then you leave it.
Yeah, but in the instance where, so if you're buying it for your business success, I mean, it wouldn't be any of my business particularly, but when you buy it to manipulate someone into loving you or staying with you, do you think that's still okay? That's still, you're tapping into big energy?
Yes. Now, if you truly love somebody and you want the person, maybe the person doesn't like you and you want the person, then I can say, that's why I shoot me around so that people don't attack me. I can simply say that the person should do it.
Ha.
Of course, so long as you're not going to tie the person down to go and kill the person.
Yeah, but don't you think that some...
You want the love of that person.
Okay, let me turn the tables before you go. So let's say someone loves you and they do this big energy thing on you and they tie you into loving them, you would not mind?
I wouldn't mind, so long as you love me and you love me to the point that you want me to stay with you for the rest of my life, and I don't love you, and you tie me down for that, no problem. If the person does not have the courage to come up and tell me that she loves me, that you want to stay with me, then fine, you can do
but
that.
But what if this person is someone you actually hate? You don't like the person at all, and the person likes you, but you don't like them back. You don't like anything about them, but they make you now begin to like them. That's okay, yes?
I'm a person that don't think that I don't like anything about anybody. I respect human beings because we are all human beings created by the same energy, created by the same spirit intelligence. So all of us are the same thing. Look at yourself and look at the same person. The other person, there's no difference.
Okay. This is the point of the show where I need to play big energy. Hey, when I come through, big energy. Because I can't believe my ears. Really? Wow. Okay. Good morning. Hello. Hey, sorry about that. Please call again. Good morning. Hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Welcome to Table Talk.
Yeah, I'm a first time caller.
Good to have you here. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Ifeanyi.
Ifeanyi, what's your thought?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's your thought?
Okay. How would you put a love spell on a girl that doesn't love you?
Put off your radio. Put off your radio.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
So, what I'm saying is that it's not good. I'm not even sure if it's going to work. Because what the other caller said, just said everybody is looking for money. So those people, they are just making money.
You don't think it works. Okay. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah. Happy Independence Day.
I wish you same.
The girls are coming for you. Breaking their tables. Why do you like to break their tables?
The tables of the gods.
Number one, don't break. Number one, I've shown already. What I'm saying is that, see, all these things it doesn't work. Even if it works, it's just for a moment.
Yeah, but is it okay? Let's assume it works. And I think to some extent it might work. Maybe not for everybody.
It works, but it doesn't last for as a longer time, just for a moment. And people that is doing himself, you see that last call, he cannot defend himself. He can't defend himself. You understand? So the thing, as for me, it doesn't mean anything. So people should
You know, the funniest I've heard today is a man who says, if you can't afford to buy a car, maybe you go and get a car loan. Oh, God. That totally just did it for me. Like, for real. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, Wenmo. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. And happy. How are you?
Yeah. Independence anniversary.
It's the same.
My name is Gabriel. I'm calling from Moe.
Welcome, Gabriel. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say, what's the essence of charming somebody? Because you love her, want that person to stay with you.
And so that you can find space to express your love for that person very well.
You are not hearing very well.
I can hear you.
Okay. You see, let me tell you one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yorubas, they say, ile tabati tomo, irilomawo. These things don't last.
Let's do subtitle. Yeah, subtitle in English. If you build okay, I think you ran out of airtime. So the subtitle of what he said is, if you build a house with your spit, if you use spit to build a house, Iri, the wind will bring it down. Yeah, that's it. Good morning, hello. Iri, no, do. They do. Good morning, hello.
Good morning, my mom.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How do you do?
I'm fantastic. Actually feeling very on top of the world today.
On top of the world. Are you sure that it's not...
No.
I'm giving you small.
No, not at all.
Because the way you are going to stop this thing, let me not be that too.
Oh my goodness.
By the way, happy anniversary.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
From inception, I mean, I listened to the first broadcast.
Yeah.
And it's been better for me. This is a bad neighbor, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right. First and foremost, why will you use a love spell on somebody's child?
Because you love them.
You don't know that if you love people, if they say they are not doing, you generally let them go.
No, not if you love them so much, according to some of my callers.
Now, the problem, now, you know they get this thing, everyone. The thing, yeah, we did. Even Tiwa Savage, we sing that song which you talk, love me, love me, love me. When you leave for work, when you turn it upside down, uh-huh. And I'm the pilot. Even when she married, she not come. So, you know, get her love once with you reach. Then, if you lack masculine friends, that's when you go and look for a spell that you want to use to do one. And, dear women, for those of you that still have plans to go back to where you came from this afternoon, if you are feminine in nature and you know what you want for yourself, you will not go back there. Because, guess what? Anytime that this thing expires, God help me, you forget to speak auto renewal like it's data.
No, you guys are pure vibes, I'm telling you. So you have to place it on auto renewal so you don't forget. Good morning, hello.
Hello.
Good morning. You've called me quite a number of times. No, I think that would do. No, that would do. Good morning, hello. Sorry about that. Please call again. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, welcome.
Mama, action lady.
Yes, mama.
Action lady. I love you.
I love you too.
I love you. Happy Independence Day.
Thank you so much.
And happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You people are making me to be proud.
I'm
I love
glad.
You people.
Thank you.
Action
thank you.
Lady.
Thank you.
She.
Yes.
Natural love is natural love.
Mm.
That love my papa and mama used during their days.
Yes.
That is the love. This, yeah, there's a proverb in Igbo land. They say, Welisi, Welisi. That is, you say you love. You are going to Babalawo to make medicine. That love doesn't last. It doesn't last. It's just for a few days, for some months. It's better you love that man with all your heart. He will know that you love him.
And if the person doesn't love you back, you let them go.
You are getting what I'm saying. I know my age. I'm 60-something years. And I know how many years I have been in marriage. Natural love is natural love.
Right.
It doesn't mean that you will not have problem with your man or your woman. That in a short time, the whole thing is off. Where should I go to Babalawo to make medicine for me to love my husband or my husband? No.
Thank you very much. I don't know myself. And sincerely, I've been really intrigued looking through one of the pages and their price list, you know, and the things they offer. I'm telling you, it's very intriguing. I'm just like, really, you guys, for real. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Thank you. Wemima.
Yes, sir.
There is, all these things have repercussion.
They do?
Yes. I know of someone. When he was a young man, he has a ring that once he talked to the ring, there's no woman that he talks to that will not answer him. They call it Amudu. Okay. Now he's an adult. He is married. He has five daughters.
Hey.
All the first four daughters were raped.
Hey.
The fifth one, when they knew what was happening, they hide her and, you know, from one church to the other, and then she was raped in the polytechnic.
Oh my God.
All these things are the percussion.
Yeah, but what's the business of the children? Why is he not reaping the repercussion, if any, it should be?
Unfortunately, though he's reaping the repercussion of sorrow now, regretting what he did.
Yeah, so, but is the children suffering? I mean, if there's any link at all, I mean, why should it be on the children and not on him, who did whatever he did?
That's why we are telling the story now.
Thank you very much. Let's take a few more before we wrap off. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Emmanuel, calling from Aja.
Okay, good to have you here.
Remember,
yes.
My question is this. Why will you tie somebody down to do what you would naturally not want to do because of your selfish interest?
Yeah, well, because you like them.
You like them? No, you don't like them. I can prove it to you that if you actually say you love such a person, you are lying. Because whoever you love, you will mean well for such a person. I wouldn't want that person to be manipulated to do what he naturally hates.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Yeah.
Now, what I can say there is that doing that just shows that you are merely lusting after such a person or his wealth, not loving such a person. Because if you love him in the first place, you would have loved to do good to him or her, make her do what she wants to do naturally, not keeping her in bondage and say you love her. You hate her.
They will not agree with you. They've said to me, oh gosh, I'm on Skype. Well, Oluwasegun is on the line. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Wimimo. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling all the way from Canada.
Good to have you, Jonas.
Thank you very much. I've been listening to the conversation. Quite interesting.
I'm sure they'll be doing express delivery to Canada too.
it's interesting. I mean, I see all of these things on social media. I mean, what's more important is to know that at every facet of life, right, whatever it is that you build on the ground, I mean, it's even confirmed by the Bible, on a plain ground or on a solid rock, the wind would always come, storm would come to test it. So if you apply all of these things in marriages, in relationships, in finances, the wind would always come to test it. And whatever it is that you build on the solid rock would stand. So irrespective of, you know, all the backyard approach that you take, there are always consequences for these things. So what's more important is let nature take its course. Love for what love is, and not because you want to manipulate people. For me, that's the highest level of selfishness.
Well, if I'm going to go by whatever some of the callers have said, I mean, for the person that described everyone seeking God as everyone trying to join into the big energy pool, right? So people who go this route are also using their own energy pool, the same way you would pray as a Christian, a Muslim would do their prayers. They're also doing what they know how to do to get what they want. So why would they have to face repercussions when you would not? Just saying.
Yeah, because there is always there are two ways to getting things done. I mean, life is put into two perspectives, you know, the positive side, the good side, and the bad side. So if you go with, you know, the bad way of doing things, you'll get the bad effects in the future. But when you go the right way, the positive way, positive things will happen to you. So if you pray about it and you get it the way it should be done, in fact, if you go back to the Bible, right, Christ sacrificed with love, without having to think about what he's going to get in return. So, but if you think about yourself in every situation, that's selfishness.
Well, they'll not agree. But yeah, thank you very much for calling. Hey, God, look at my phone lines. Good morning, hello.
Good morning, Mr. Raymo.
Yes, ma'am.
What I want to say is that I have a story of my uncle.
Uh-huh.
What happened was that he is a businessman.
Yeah.
You know what happened to him?
What?
His friend, he called them to come and join them in business. After some time, they will now come. They manipulate something on him. They're saying that he will leave all his money, all his business on him to them. Later on, what happened was that later they now have to
If the man wants to talk with them, they have to close the man's eyes. Use cloth to close his eyes so that he will not see his friend. If he sees his friend, wants to see the eye, whatever the man says, if we answer, that's what we do.
Wow.
So that is manipulation. So what I will just say is that he's everywhere. Only God can save us.
Wow.
That is it.
Wow, that means it works, at least for some people. Mini Manny Mo, my final call is gonna be who? You. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Wilina.
Good morning, and my final caller. What's your name?
My name is Steven from Ikorodu.
All right, Steven, go ahead quickly.
Thank you very much. What I want to say about this topic is, I want to see anybody who wants to chance somebody to love him or her as, suffering from what I call poverty of the mind. Yeah, poverty, when we're talking of poverty, it's not necessarily when somebody doesn't have cash to spend. But that poverty of the mind sometimes can be just worse than the poverty of not having cash.
I hear you. But thank you. I need to go. My time's totally up. Thank you, everybody, for being a part of the show. It's been fabulous and fantastic. The show is back again next week, Monday. I'm bringing you another table to break. Don't worry, we'll smash it totally. I'd advise you, don't manipulate people. If they don't love you, let them go. You find somebody else you love, all right? I'm on social media as well, Mimo Sport. We have much more programming coming your way throughout the day. Don't go away.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.